This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Friday, April 3rd. I'm Katie Brown. The U.S. Geological Survey is forecasting a 16% chance of a magnitude 3 or greater earthquake within the next week. That's from their forecast report after a 4.6 magnitude earthquake shook the Santa Cruz Mountains early Thursday morning. USGS data pinpointed the earthquake's epicenter near Boulder Creek. Residents as far north as San Francisco Bay and as far south as Monterey County said they were jolted awake from the shaking. The Boulder Creek Fire Protection District reported no calls about the earthquake. New research reveals the potential impact of a Republican-backed state voter ID initiative that could soon qualify for the November ballot. From our California newsroom partner KQED, Izzy Bloom reports.
If that proposed measure qualifies and voters approve it, it would require Californians to show ID when casting both in-person and mail-in ballots. Currently, ID is only required when you register to vote. But new research from the nonpartisan group Vote Riders shows nearly 1 in 5 citizens of voting age in California don't have a current driver's license with up-to-date information. CEO Laura Kunis says younger voters and people of color would be hit hardest.
19% of AAPI voters, 18% of Black Californians, and 14% of Hispanic Californians don't have a driver's license, and that's compared to just 3% of White Californians.
The study also shows 22% of California respondents with disabilities have no license at all.
That was KQED's Izzy Bloom. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.